Hello, my name is Kuniya Suzaki. The title of my talk is Trusted RV, 64-bit RISC-V TEE with Secure Coprocessor as Root of Trust. I will talk about hardware and software implementation of RISC-V TEE and Secure Coprocessor. This is joint work with the researchers of Thrasio, AISD, SECOM, and NSITEX. Thrasio is research association supported by other organizations. Thrasio has a national project to develop a RISC-V security since 2018. I'll talk about the current result. This slide shows today's contents. At first, I will introduce TEE and RISC-V briefly and indicate four issues: root of trust, programming environment, TA, Trusted Application Management, and remote attestation. After that, I will introduce security technologies offered by Thrasio. They are related to the four TEE issues. They include hardware and software security technologies. At last, I mention future works and conclusion. First of all, I want to introduce TEE. TEE is one of CPU's execution environments isolated from OS. However, TEE is not only one isolated execution environment. For example, SMM, Intel ME, and TPM are also isolated from OS. The main difference is that TEE offers programming environment to the third party. Normal users can use it for their critical processing. TEE separates execution environment into two worlds: normal world for normal OS and secure world for critical applications. They are also named RE and TEE. Popular CPU has TEE. For example, Intel SGX, ARM TrustZone, and AMD SEV. RISC-V also has TEE. The detail is explained in next slide. RISC-V is an open ISA instruction set architecture maintained by RISC-V International. RISC-V has modular design, and users can add some extensions. So RISC-V became popular, and there are many FPGA chip implementations. Some of them are open source. TEE extensions are also implemented on academia and industry. We use Keystone among them because it is an active open source project. From here, I will show four problems on TEE. The first one is root of trust. TEE is just an isolated execution environment and cannot keep keys and certificates. A secure coprocessor as a root of trust is needed to keep keys and certificates. Remote attestation, I explain later, must be based on root of trust. So, many CPU which have TEE include root of trust. For example, Intel SGX has Intel ME and AMD SEV has PSP. Pure ARM TrustZone doesn't have root of trust, but there are IPs for root of trust. The situation is same on RISC-V. Unfortunately, the detail except OpenTitan is not open. We cannot verify them and need to trust them. In other words, OpenTitan is our competitor. The difference is that we co-design TEE and secure coprocessor, which explain later. The second problem is that TEE has no common programming style. Each TEE has each SDK. Some of them are used for plural CPU architectures, but they are not general. It means there are no compatibility and no portability for different CPU architecture. Among them, Global Platform TE Internal API is designed for CPU independent. It is used for ARM Trust Zone on smartphone mainly, but we extended it for other CPU architectures. The third problem is management of TA, Trusted Application on TEE. The management means the installation, update, and delete of TA. A TA is developed by a third party, but the supplier and client want to confirm the safety each other. The installation, update, and delete must be based on the trust establishment from the view of platform and TA. It means that management of TA must be safe. Unfortunately, each CPU has each security procedure to run a TA. Therefore, the management must follow each CPU security procedure. The fourth problem is remote attestation, which certificates the hardware platform and target software. It verifies that a genuine TE runs on a genuine platform. It resembles to the third problem, but remote attestation is the basement of action of install, update, and delete. The remote attestation depends on device keys and certificate, which is managed safely by root of trust. From here, I'll talk about security technologies offered by Trazio. They are designed to solve the mentioned four problems, one hardware solution and three software solutions. The first one is Trusted RV platform, consisted of 64-bit RISC-V and 32-bit RISC-V secure coprocessor. I will talk how Trusted RV is designed. This slide shows the normal 64-bit RISC-V. It runs Linux, but no TEE. RISC-V has three privileged modes: machine mode, supervisor mode, and user mode. Linux and application use supervisor mode and user mode in general. This figure shows Keystone, which is a RISC-V's TEE. Keystone utilizes a mechanism of PMP, physical memory protection, which isolates memory for an execution entity named enclave. Dotted line indicates an enclave protected by PMP. The creation of enclave is managed by security monitor, which boots before the creation of RE and TEE. In this figure, one enclave is used for security monitor, which runs on machine mode, the basement mode of RISC-V. One enclave is used for Linux, which runs on supervisor mode and user mode. Two enclaves are used for trusted application in TEE. TEE's enclave has a runtime monitor, which works as an OS kernel on supervisor mode and trusted application on user mode. Unfortunately, the original Keystone has no root of trust to keep device keys and certificates. This slide shows the Trusted RV, which has Keystone with secure coprocessor. The 64-bit RISC-V core is named UpCore. The secure coprocessor is one core 32-bit RISC-V, named Secure Unit. It communicates to UpCore with interrupt and shared memory. Secure Unit has a machine mode only and runs Zephyr real-time OS. Secure Unit has a secure storage to keep keys and certificates. This figure shows FPGA implementation. We use Xilinx VC707 to implement Trusted RV. Secure Unit has own peripherals isolated from UpCore. The peripherals include SPI Flash, real-time clock, UART, and compact flash. We also made a simulator to develop the system software. It is based on Ampere's RISC-V simulator. The simulator offers Windows for AppCore console and secure unit console. It also has an indicator which shows activity of cores on AppCore and secure unit. This slide shows the software structure for secure unit. The communication to the secure unit is limited. Linux cannot connect to secure unit directly. The communication must be via trusted application and secure monitor. The critical information is managed each level. This slide shows security layer of TE and secure coprocessor. TE and secure processor can add one security layer from OS on REE. They offer some design choices. TE and secure coprocessor can set up parallel and allows the direct access from OS. It may be useful from the view of OS. On the other hand, Trusted RV select two layers which stack secure coprocessor on TEE. This structure makes critical information far from the OS. Two-layer structure will cause additional delay, but makes wide design choices for critical applications, because some applications need the performance on TEE, and other applications need the strict secure processing. This table compares the other secure coprocessors. The targets are Google OpenTitan, Rambus RISC-V Crypto Manager, Cylex Insight eSecure, and our Trusted RV. This table compares core implementation, OS on secure coprocessor, communication method to the main CPU, accelerator, peripherals, anti-tampering, target, and MISC. The designs are slightly different but almost the same, because they know the requirements for secure coprocessors. The main difference of Trusted RV is that the design assumes TEE on 64-bit RISC-V, namely Keystone. Trusted RV assumes that critical processing and critical information on secure unit is used by Trusted application on Keystone. From here, I will talk about software security technologies. The second solution is for TE's programming environment. We use Global Platform TE Internal API. The API is CPU independent and popular for smartphones. The examples are shown in this slide. Kinbee and QSEE are the trusted OS on ARM TrustZone, which offers GTE internal API. The numbers are high in smartphones. In addition, there is open source implementation, Opti. We have developed some applications on Opti and want to port them to IntelSGX and RISC-V Keystone. It is our motivation to develop a popular library for GTE internal API. We design the GP internal API library to be portable for RISC-V Keystone and IntelSGX. We reuse existing SDK to implement the library. The library offers new abstraction and hides the SDK detail. To implement it, there are some implementation challenges. The first one is the combination of GP internal API and Cypher Suite is too many. So, we pick up some important GP internal APIs. The second challenge is that some API depends on CPU architecture. We separate API into CPU architecture dependent or independent, and we implement them properly. The third challenge is to integrate GPT internal API to SDK, because SDK includes EDL, Enclave Definition Language. EDL creates the code for OCall, request from TE to REE to check the pointer and boundary. OCall means that needs the help of Linux. The library must take care of the EDL. We separate GPT internal API into CPU architecture dependent and independent. This table summarizes the API categories and functions. The detail is described in the references. Please read or watch them. The third solution is for TA Management Framework. The TA Management Framework is proposed by IETF as TEEP, Trusted Execution Environment Provisioning. TEEP is a protocol to manage TA to install, update, and delete. This figure shows the management components. On each device, there are TEEP agent in TEE and TEEP broker in REE. On server, there is TAM, Trusted Application Manager. The components use keys to certificate the TEE, TAM, and TA. This figure shows the implementation on RISC-V Keystone. The detail is presented at FOSDEM 2021 by our colleagues. The fourth solution is remote attestation. Remote attestation is a mechanism to offer platform authentication, platform integrity, and binary integrity. Remote attestation is achieved before the execution of TA and keeps the safe execution of TA on the TEE. It compensates the TEEP's management framework. Remote attestation assumes some conditions on edge and server. The edge platform must keep the keys and certificate safely on root of trust. The server must know the information of hash of TA and device public key. RISC-V Keystone has the mechanism for remote attestation. The right figure shows the prerequisite and procedure. Unfortunately, current Keystone does not assume the root of trust. So, implementation keeps the device keys on the SD card. Our Trusted RV has a secure unit as root of trust, and we design remote attestation using it. Up to now, we have developed the infrastructure of RISC-V TEE and secure coprocessor from hardware and software. The next step is the creation of POC, Proof of Concept for real usage. We have some plans. On server, the target is machine learning to protect code and data. On edge, the targets DLL management and privacy management for smart city. I guess the development of POC shows the shortness of our security infrastructure. I think security flaw is the main concern, but I guess there is other issues, especially our current implementation does not care about performance. However, real application has performance requirements. The performance evaluation is needed for real usage. I want to conclude my talk with two takeaway points. First, TEE is just an isolation execution environment. Second, TEE needs a root of trust for critical data keeping and processing. In order to achieve the TEE requirement, Trusio offers four security technologies by hardware and software. Thank you.